Round of applause, it's your big night, you've been waiting for this. You got your dress picked, your shoes right, your jewelry flawless. New names in your call list, thought I'd never know all this. Took a risk just to play that role, must have took a whole lot of courage. Damn, sure know how to work a room. Baby, ooh, you a star. Then make it home right for dinner time. Where'd you study at, Juilliard? You so gifted, no audition. Must be chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is. Look, they called your name. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Don't be so shocked now, you earned it. Can't even speak, you so nervous. Had your speech ready, your girl set. To back you like a chorus. Chorus, alibis, just a noble lie. Ain't no need to apologize. Go ahead, baby, accept that shit. And look, this whole thing's televised.
Just so thankful.
I'm just so thankful you done got caught. For that jewelry maker was caught. Cue that rapper music, cut it short. No audition, you so gifted. Heard you chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is. Look, they called your name.
It's crazy.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
It's your boy Hollywood, and this is Hollywood and Friends. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every week, 6 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate you for tuning in. However you're tuning in, be sure to follow us on social media. Me at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. And if you're on YouTube, hit us up, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. If it's your first time tuning in, what we do over here, we get into what's hot in these blogs, whatever's trending for the week, was bubbling in these blog streets. We talking about it. Let me tell you what we're doing for the what we talking about for this week. The Brat and her wife, Big Booty Judy, also known as Jessica. You know the Brat is pregnant right now. And they revealed who their sperm donor is. Not actually who the person is, but that they went with a white guy, a white sperm donor. And it's the reason why that's making it this make its rounds on the blogs, why they didn't go with a black sperm donor. We're going to talk about it. Also, Texas. The Senate over there just passed a bill that's going to allow the Secretary of State to be able to overturn elections. Yeah. So this county in particular is one of the biggest in Texas, probably in the country. And it's predominantly a Democrat, you could say. It's mostly blue. And now this senator will have the chance to sole-handedly overturn that if it was to go blue. Like, it's kind of crazy, but we're gonna get into it. Missy Elliott is in the blogs this week for being the first female rapper to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, well deserved. Over in New York, there's a video that was floating around of a fight. Well, it wasn't really a fight. It was a Marine chokeholding another guy and killed him. Held him in the chokehold for 15 minutes till the guy was no longer breathing. And as last I checked, no charges have been brought against this guy yet. We're going to talk about it. What else we got? We got an update up for Jamie Foxx. The Met Gala happened last week. Ed Sheeran has some victory in court regarding the Marvin Gaye sample. And yeah, I think that's all. What's hot in these blogs for this week? We're going to get into all that. But first, we're going to kick it off how we always do. Question of the week. Today's question of the week. Would you ever tell someone that they smell to their face? Would you ever tell someone that they smell to their face? For me personally, it depends on who you are and how close we are. Like, I got nephews, right? Like, we all have teenagers that we're around all the time, that teenagers may not always jump in the shower as much as they supposed to, right? And sometimes teenage boys might start to smell a little bit. Like, you know, they outside playing ball in the summertime and they just come in and run in the kitchen and eating and like, you're not necessarily showering the right way. So I definitely had to tell my nephews a time or two, like, yo, yeah, it's something's up. Like, it kind of puts you in a weird position, right? Because it's like, you don't want to embarrass the person, but it got to be said sometimes, like, and you maybe find alternate ways to tell them, like, you ain't got to flat out be like, yo, you stink, son. You got to go get in that shower. But you might just be like, I don't know, like, beat around the bush about it. Like, yo, you, y'all still got more body wash or something? Like, I don't know. Like, y'all still got more body wash? Or find some way to do it. But yeah, so to answer the question of the day, I would tell someone that they smell to their face, but it's just a matter of how. And who it is, and how long I'm gonna be around you. Because if I'm just gonna be around you for a short period of time, I'm probably not gonna say nothing and just eat the smell and just keep it moving. But yeah. Someone says someone at work stunk, and a manager had to call them and tell them. Coworkers didn't want to. That reminds me of a time too, of a time I was working at this place and one of the employees was not smelling right, but I don't think anybody told them. I really don't. Nobody told them. And it was just one of those things. Like, you never want to be the stink one, because people are going to talk about you behind your back and they might not tell you. But yeah, I don't think anybody ever told boy. Someone else said, I just let it be with one of my colleagues. It was hard. Yeah, it's hard, especially if you got to be around them. Like, if you got to really be around them for a period of time, it's like, yikes. You got to start trying to make the conversation short and quick. If you got to take some papers over to their desk, just do it real quick, boop, boop, hit it. Yeah, I don't know. Got to get some pointers on how we can tell people they stink to their face without coming off offensive. Like, no offense, but yeah. Let's get ready to get into what's hot in these blogs. What do I want to start with? Let's start with the Brat and her wife, Jessica. You know, the Brat is pregnant. She's expecting her first child that she's carrying in her stomach. And it's her and her wife, Jessica's first kid. We know they did the sperm donor situation, but we didn't know the details. They decided they wanted to share the details. So apparently there's less than like 6% of Black people that are sperm donors. I got to double check that number, but it's what I heard. And in the Brat and Jessica's case, there was only one sperm donor out of, I can't remember how many she said, but majority white, one Black person was in the mix. And the Brat goes on to say she did not choose the single Black donor because he looked like Jiminy Cricket, is what the Brat said. Jiminy Cricket, if you don't know, he's a cartoon. I don't even know what it's from. I'm Googling it now. It says he was created. Is he from Pinocchio? I think he's from Pinocchio. Yeah, that's where he first appeared. He may have appeared in other things, but he's from Pinocchio. He wears a top hat. He looks kind of weird. Kind of like the Peanut Man almost in a sense. Like but nonetheless, she said that the sperm donor looked like Jiminy Cricket. So they decided not to go with him and they went with the white guy. But my thing is, first off, I didn't even know they showed you pictures of the sperm donors. Is that new? Did they always show you what they look like? I thought it was only based on like the credentials, like the if you graduated college, if you have any like family history of illnesses and like stuff like that. I didn't know that they actually show you a picture of the sperm donor. So that was news to me. And do y'all feel she was like wrong for not going with that person because of that reason? I feel this is something that she probably should have never said. Like, you should have kept that to yourself, is what I personally felt. Like, why even say that? Like, that's none of anybody's like business. You could have just had your kid and, you know, kept it moving. But so some details about the sperm donor situation. The Washington Post posted analysis in October of 2022, which found Black men account for less than 2% of sperm donors at cryobanks nationwide. Less than 2%. I wonder why. So it's like, that makes you think that damn near everybody who gets sperm, like getting a white donor, or they like really just go through and find that 2%. A friend of mine I was talking to about this, and they were saying how if the Brat and her wife really wanted to have a Black donor, that they would have found a Black donor. They would have held out until they found the Black donor. But I don't know if people more offended that she likened the Black guy to Jiminy Cricket, or the fact that she chose a white donor. Jessica, the wife, commented on social media because a blog posted it. And, you know, the comments gonna start commenting. And the Brat said, I'll say this again because I know a lot of people have no knowledge of the fertility journey. To be clear, for all those that are not aware of the many things we weren't aware of, here it is. Black men make up less than 5%. This is what she said. Black men make up less than 5% of the donation pool. Furthermore, with genetic testing that is specifically for looking into the diseases that humans carry and then putting my stats, carrier of four things. I don't know what that means. She said, hopefully this headline, the grammar is a little crazy on here. Pardon me. I'm trying to read it how she wrote it. Hopefully this headline that people are running with will educate more people that there's a huge gap in the sperm pool. Like, you can literally Google this as well. Jessica said. Someone said they surprised a friend didn't do it for her. Right? But yeah, someone said they may want to show pics because it will allow you to see the features of your donor. Yeah, it definitely makes sense. I thought it was just like blind. Like you hear these stories where the kids grow up to want to go find their parents. And it's like this whole time you had a picture of what this person looked like. But it's definitely interesting. And the moral of the story is, I guess more Black men need to go donate sperm. Yeah, I guess. But yeah, a lot of people are like not feeling it. They couldn't get over the, I think more so the fact that she went with a white donor. But yeah, that was that. Let's move on. What else are we talking about? Let's get into the story of the subway in New York. The guy who, he's a Marine, by the way. And apparently this guy, I don't know if he's homeless. I know that he was a Michael Jackson impersonator. He was familiar around the city of New York for impersonating Michael. I'm not sure if like what particularly led up to the train thing, but I've read that he was ranting and making a scene on a plane, so-called aggressively, about not having food or drink. And if you're from New York, if you ever even rode the subway in New York, you know you come across a lot of like crazies. Like a lot of people who get on the train and start acting up and all of that, but never to the point where someone had to intervene and put someone in a chokehold. And not only that, as a Marine, you're trained to really like do harm to people if you have to. You're trained to really like be able to defend yourself and, you know, you're ready to go. You're trained to go. So to put this man in a chokehold for not one, not two, not five, not seven, not 10, not 13, 15 minutes. 15 minutes. That's a long ass time to have someone in a chokehold. Like, to the point where at some point, because you don't just go from breathing and fighting to dead. At some point, your man's had to go limp, right? At some point, he lost consciousness and your man still had him in the chokehold until he died. How is this any different from the cop that had Eric Garner in the chokehold? How is this any different from Floyd, George Floyd, with the knee in the neck? Like, and then for this man to get taken in for questioning and then released, no charges filed as of yet, but it's still a pending investigation. But like, how is this okay? So we could just kill people now? Like, we could just choke people out on the trains and get taken in and get released? Like, this is what we doing? Regardless of what, how does this man have the right to kill someone? So my hope is, because the people, we the people have the power to make change. I'm waiting for charges to be filed. I'm hoping that we, the people, make enough noise to make them not just look this over and blow smoke to say, oh, we investigating, blah, blah, blah. Like, because he didn't have to die. Like, even with you, whatever happened, if you felt you were defending yourself or what have you, 2, 5, 7, 10, 12, 15 whole minutes of you with this man in the chokehold as a trained Marine. The threat had to subside somewhere in that 15 minutes. So I'm reading now the coroner ruled it a homicide, apparently. So hopefully the DA presses charges. Yeah, it's clear. Like, come on, we can't just have that be the end result. Like, that's crazy. So yeah. We'll see what happens. But this man should not have been choked to death. Like, it's crazy. Complete disregard for our lives out here. All right, let's move on. What else we got? What's hot in these blogs? The Met Gala happened last week. And it's the first Monday in May, I believe. And it's this big deal. You know, everybody come out dressed to the nines. It's usually a theme. And we sit at home and judge who looked good, who didn't look good. While we're sitting in our $20 Target pajamas, we are out here like, nah, that was trash. What does she have on? What was he thinking? Like, this is what we do. But it's a good thing a good time to see these people turn out. It's kind of like prom for art and fashion, I guess. The biggest prom of the year. But yeah, no one knows exactly what goes on inside the Met Gala. We just know they be in there, music's playing, food is being served. But what made it even more hot in the blogs was Teyana Taylor, who was, in my opinion, best dressed of the night for the women, in my opinion. Yeah, best dress. She got it for me. And Teyana wasn't feeling what the menu was given at the Met Gala. I don't know if she got a heads up on what was going to be being served or like, I don't know. But Teyana brought in her own food, Chick-fil-A. She smuggled in some Chick-fil-A to the Met Gala and she had it right there on her plate on this fancy dinnerware. She was eating her waffle fries, her chicken nuggets, chicken tenders, whatever they're called. All with pristine cutlery. While the other people around them, I kind of got a glimpse at the menu in the video where I know salmon was on the menu. It was like some kind of green pea soup or something like that was on the menu. But yeah, Teyana was like, nah, I don't want none of that. I want some Chick-fil-A with my Polynesian sauce and I'm going to use this $10,000 fork to eat it. Someone said apparently other people bring food too. Allegedly, food is notorious for being subpar. Most money is going towards table and not food, according to Al Reynolds from Fox Soul. That's interesting. Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, we've all probably experienced where you go out to these fancy restaurants and it's because of the look of it, like, oh, this place is said to be the hot spot, blah, 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 and it's fancy and you're paying $100 for a plate and the shit is trash. And you could go spend 30 somewhere else and get something that's much more palatable. Like, that you could really enjoy. So fancy doesn't always necessarily mean flavor and taste. So shit, I wasn't mad. I was like, look, you want what you want. Like, I done paid $10,000 for this seat or whatever they paid to get in that, for that Met Gala. And like, I want to be able to enjoy my meal. But yeah, it was just funny to see. And Pusha T from the Clips, he's the one that posted in his stories because they were sitting at the same table because they were all wearing the same designer. And he was like basically saying, like, Tiana, like, I need her. I need to get her away from me. Like, the Harlem in her is out with this Chick-fil-A right here. Tiana ain't care. She was just busting down her food. But yeah. I would do the same thing, honestly. There's been several times where, like, particularly, like, home cooking. Like, if I know I'm going to someone's house because I don't trust everybody's food, I would make sure I eat before. Because if I could, I would bring it in there. But I'm like, nah, that would be kind of disrespectful. So I'm going to just make sure I eat before so I could be full because I ain't trusting it. So ain't no different. It's just a fancy event. But yeah, that's shouts to Tiana Taylor. Let's move on. What else we got? Texas. The Senate passed a bill that will allow the Secretary of State to overturn elections. Now, what I read, it said the Texas Senate just passed a bill to give Greg Abbott's hand-picked Secretary of State the power to overturn elections in the third biggest county in the United States. The third biggest county. Governor Newsom from out here in California, he spoke out about it once this happened, and he said, this is a completely insane thing that happened yesterday. The GOP know that they cannot win in Harris County, Texas, one of the largest and bluest counties. So what do? Appoint someone to overturn elections. The GOP motto, if you cannot beat them, silence them. And mind you, Orange Man, you know, that was his whole big thing about who was cheating and who was like doing this and that when he lost to Biden. But I bet he's silent about this, because anytime it's something that will work in their favor, it's all good. But that's kind of crazy. And it's crazy to think that it's even acceptable for this to be able to happen. Because how is this fair? Like, are there guidelines that is that has to be met before you can overturn it? Or can you just say, I don't like that, overturn? Like, that's what I want to know. Do you got to prove something? Do you got to prove that it was like some funny business happening at the polls? Like, because if this person can just, because I feel like it, say overturn, how is that fair? How is that fair to the voters that a single person can overturn an election? Make it make sense. Make it make sense. In Harris County, Texas, 55.9% of the people voted Democrat in the last presidential election. 42.7% voted for the Republican Party, and the remaining 1.4% voted independent. So Harris County remains strongly Democratic, and to be the third largest county in the country, the Republicans would need that to help them out to, like, if they're losing this next go round. It's crazy. It's interesting to see, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens comes next election. But it's getting spooky out here. I don't know what's going on with on the political front. It's a lot. What else we got? Let's talk about Jamie Foxx. We have an update. Your boy actually is back on his Instagram. So that's a good sign. That's a great sign that he is on the mend. He's doing better. He posted to his Instagram, appreciate all the love, feeling blessed. And he even posted something in his stories. So that means your man is up and speaking and logged in. Good sign. Good sign. Next, I guess, would be to actually hear him speak. Maybe he'll do a video next. But yeah, hopefully this is a sign that he's going to make 100% full recovery. Fast shouts to Jamie Foxx. Yeah. What else you got? What's hot in these blogs? Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran, this case been going on for years. Like, it's finally got to the court, to trial or whatever have you. But finally, they addressed the copyright infringement lawsuit. Marvin Gaye's estate or family was accusing Ed Sheeran of, I don't know if like sampling or just using parts of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. You know, the classic Let's Get It On and his song Thinking Out Loud. But Ed Sheeran was fortunate enough that the jury or the judge found him not guilty in the infringement case. They found that Ed Sheeran did not wrongfully copy compositional elements or melodies from the song. The plaintiffs, which did not include Marvin Gaye family, but was the estate / family of Ed Townsend. He was the co-writer of the song. Okay, there we go. He had alleged similarities between the chord progression, harmonic rhythm, and certain melodies in the two songs. And they were suing Ed Sheeran for $100 million. Ed Sheeran's legal team argued that the melodies are different and the elements used in both songs are common in pop music. Ed Sheeran allegedly told media prior to the verdict that if he had lost, he would have quit the music business. I mean, you're not innocent now, Ed, because this is not the first time at the rodeo with these courts. And we know he ended up having to add candy to the credits of one of his songs for taking elements of No Scrubs. And I don't even think that that was the first time. I think it's been a few times now where people been getting that ad for accusing him of stealing or taking from songs. So, I mean, it might not be the last time. The Marvin Gaye estate may have lost, but you just gotta be careful. Like, be careful. Someone said, oh, not Marvin Gaye estate, the Ed Townsend estate. And Ed Townsend, as I mentioned earlier, was a co-writer of the song. Yeah. What else we got? What else we got that's hot in these blogs? I think that's, oh, no, Missy. Last but not least, Missy Elliott was inducted, will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The first female rapper to be inducted, and rightfully so. When they first announced the nominees, I was on it. I hardly ever do this, but like, I'm a super fan of Missy Elliott. I love Missy Elliott since I was like a kid. I've always compared her. I used to have this comparison where I would say, and I was young, right, saying this, but I was like, Missy is like the house and all the other artists are inside. I used to say that. Because Missy was just so dope and innovative and unique, and it was nobody like Missy, and still to this day. And the music is timeless to where you could play it today and it still goes and is not sounding dated. It still rocks to this day, and that's for almost all of her singles. Like, who's doing it like that? Who's really, like, stop playing with her? So rightfully so, Missy should be inducted. And I was, when they announced the nominees, I voted. I literally, every day, because she was able to vote, I think it was once a day. Or like, yeah, I think it was once a day. But I literally, every day, I kept the window open on my phone. And every day I would go in there and vote and submit a vote for Missy. I did that for probably like 2 weeks straight. And it was looking a little shaky at first, because when you cast your vote, it'll show you the amount of votes. And Missy's name was never up top. Like, she was all the way down. So I was like, damn, I don't think she's going to make the cut. Like, because every time she always had like looked like the least amount of votes, or like at least down maybe like third or fourth from the bottom of the list. But they made the announcement of who made the cut, and voila, Missy made the cut, and she deserves it. So class of 2023, her along with 13 others, they'll be celebrated in the induction ceremony and concert that's going to take place on November 3rd at the Barclays Center in New York. I'm going to try to go. I'm going to try to be in the building for that. But yeah. That should be dope. Congratulations to D. Missy, Misdemeanor Elliott. Yeah, you're one of one. I think that concludes what's hot in these blogs. We could get ready to get into what blows my mind. First off, let me find out if I even have something that blows my mind. I know I do. I thought about it before, but I think I might have forgot. Let me see. I don't know if I got anything. I guess I could say this. So, what blows mine is the part of the show where we say we get under our skin, what irks our nerves. What's that one thing people do that just have you like, bruh? Really? So what blows my mind for this week has to deal with driving. It has to deal with drivers on the road and people who don't use their signal. California, I hear is notorious for not signaling. And it's like, bruh, it's right there. All you got to do is flick of the finger to just let the other cars know what you're trying to do. These people just be moving, like shifting, like, and it's like, damn, no signal, no nothing. Like, is it gonna hurt you? Are you gonna get shocked if you use it? Like, I get it if it's like nobody around or if it's like, you know, but if you're in the middle of traffic, you're on the freeway and it's crowded with cars and you just shifting over without a signal, that blows my mind. Absolutely. Absolutely blows my mind. Like, who gave y'all a license? Because I know you didn't pass the driving test by not signaling. Like, come on. Get your shit together. But yeah, I think that's it. That's all I got. So we're going to get ready to wrap this thing on up. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. However you're listening, be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow our producer, Stacy, always holding it down. At Hampton Blue Network, BLU is how you spell blue. And also youtube.com/HamptonBlue. And that's it, right? We already in May. The year is going, so I don't know where I was going with that. I don't know what I was doing. But we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you, however you're listening. Till next time, deuces.
Let me show you off, take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the Eiffel for dinner when you famished. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Señorita. I'll show you a buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo, tigo.
So I'm in one, true beauty, yeah. I decide the finest thing all around the world. Yeah, no hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be my girl. So I'm in one, true beauty, yeah. I decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be my girl.
Come on now, come on. Let me show you walk, take off no matter the cost.
Take off.
Come on now, come on. Let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival, Barbados, crop over yo,
yeah.
Or Trinidad, Tobago too. We could island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rios, lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Hey. Island tings, one punch in mojito, then watch the sunset from a gazebo. Zebo.
Coast to coast, grand banana. Hey. Jamaica, the land where we wanna. She take a full line for me marijuana. Yeah. She then yeah, she know I'm creating the drama. Hey. No. African queen girl, take a trip in a my ride. Your body clean like this, bro. Yeah. Let me take your pun to a girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? She only got one stamp in it. Let's change that.
So what me want? True beauty and decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be my guy. So what me want? True beauty and decide the finest thing all around the world. No hesitate, you choose anything you want, but just why you be my guy.
Come on now, let me show you off, take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Hey.